My love with you is very ancient. This is the Bhajan Tumasai Tumasai Mary Prita Purani on page 267. I am lying at your door. I am standing with my hands stretched out. The eyes are thirsty. Make me have your darshan. Shower grace, O Lord. Take me across. O friend of the miserable ones, the ocean of compassion, how do you forget me? Showering grace, you liberated the saints. O Satguru, you have liberated even the sinners. You ate the contaminated fruits of Shivri. You embraced all those who came into your refuge. You have erased everyone's difficulties. You have known everyone's pains. O Satguru, I am in your refuge. You are an ocean and I am your drop. You are my mother and father and brother. I am a beggar. You are the giver. O Ajaib, this is the tale of lives. This is the story of birth after birth. O beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 267.
Tumase Meri Prita Purani He Kripal Guru Pyare Pyare He Kripal Guru Tumase 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 Meri Prita Purani He Kripal Guru Pyare Pyare He Kripal Guru Tumase Darvaje Parapada Huahun Atapasare kada huahun Darvaje parapada huahun Atapasare kada huahun Ankiya piyasi darshadikao Dia karo prabhu para lagao Ankiya piyasi darshadikao Dia karo prabhu para lagao Dina bandhu karuna ke sagara Mere Suda Kesipi Sarani He Kripal Guru Pyare Pyare He Kripal Guru Tumase 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 Meri Prita Purani He Kripal Guru Pyare Pyare He Kripal Guru Tumase Kirpa Kari Santa Jana Tare Satguru tumane arama ubare Kirpa kari santa jana tare Satguru tumane arama ubare Shivari ke jute fala khaye Sava sharana gata kanta lagai Shivari kejute pala kaye Sava sharana gata kanta lagai Tumane sabha ke sankata kate Sabha ki pita jani E kirpala guru pyare Pyare E kirpala guru tumase 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 meri prita purani hai kirpala guru pyare pyare hai kirpala guru tumase he satguru me sharana tumare Tuma sagara me bunda tumari E satguru me sharana tumari Tuma sagara me bunda tumari Tuma hi mata pita ora prata Mehu ja chaka tumaho data Tumahi mata pita ora prata Mehu ja chaka tumaho data Ajaiba yehi jana moki gata Yehi janama janama ki kahani He kirpala guru pyare Pyare He kirpala guru tumase 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 meri prita purani He kirpala guru pyare Pyare He kirpala guru tumase
Showering grace, you liberated the saints. Oh, Satguru, you have liberated even the sinners. You ate the contaminated fruits of Shivri. You embraced all those who came into your refuge. You have erased everyone's difficulties. You have known everyone's pain. Oh, Satguru, I am in your refuge. You are an ocean and I am your drop. You are my mother and father and brother. I am a beggar. You are the giver. O Ajaib, this is the tale of lives. This is the story of birth after birth. O beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. And continuing our first reading today is from Sanchi's book In the Palace of Love, which we have been reading sections of. Today I want to read chapter 6, The Food of Our Soul. Sanchi says, yesterday I told you that the perfect Mahatmas, the beloveds of God, neither criticize anyone themselves, nor do they allow their disciples to get involved in criticism. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj didn't mean to criticize any particular community or any religion, but he had to tell the truth, and that is that it is the personal experience of the saints and Mahatmas that no matter how many rites and rituals we do, we still cannot do our work unless we go within and unless some perfect master connects us with the Shabad Nam. We cannot get the liberation. Criticism cuts the root of spirituality. Other bad deeds give you some kind of taste or enjoyment, but what taste do you get from criticism? Insults and disgrace. Baba Bishan Das Ji used to quote the Greek writer Aesop, who said every person carries two bags, one in front of him and one behind. In the bag in front of him, he carries the qualities of others, and in the bag behind, he carries his own. So that is why he does not hesitate to describe the bad qualities of others, because they're right in front of him. But he does not sweep under his own bed or look into his own self to see what qualities, good or bad, he has. Swamiji Maharaj also says, people look at other people's faults and laugh and smile, but they do not see their own faults, which have no beginning or end. Baba Bishan Das Ji used to tell this story. Once there was a rich person who had a servant who was very competent at preparing food. So that rich person said to him, today many guests are coming. You should prepare good food for them. That servant made many different kinds of food, but he made all of them look like tongues. When his master came home, he asked him, why have you made all the food in the shape of tongues? He said, my lord, the tongue is the sweetest of all. If the tongue utters sweet words, it can make our enemies our friends. If the tongue speaks good words, it can praise even sinners. If the tongue is used in the right way, it can do anything it wants. Next day, the rich person asked his servant to make bad foods, and again he made all the food in the shape of tongues. So when the rich person asked for an explanation, he said, my lord, if the tongue speaks bad words, it can be worse than anything. It can make people fight. When it comes to this tongue speaking for its own name and fame, then even if the person in the way of the tongue is a good and righteous person, still it will criticize him. So if the tongue doesn't speak good words, it can create any trouble. The Kauravas and Pandavas were made to fight only because of the tongue. And just as I said before that it could be very sweet, it is equally true that it can be even bitterer than the neem tree. Sheikh Baram asked Guru Nanak this question. The Hindus cremate their dead bodies, the Muslims bury theirs. Which is correct? In those days in India, the Hindus and Muslims were the two main religions. And since the Mahatmas had not gone to the Christian world and the places where the Christian religion was spread, in most of their writings only these two religions, Hinduism and Islam, are talked about. Guru Nanak Dev Ji does not mean to criticize anyone, but he tells the truth. It is written in the scriptures of the Muslims, quote, those who have done such bad deeds that they are not accepted even by the fire of hell, they are burnt in this world, but those who are buried go to heaven, unquote. But you see, dear one, there are some who are buried, there are some who are burnt, there are some who are eaten by dogs, and there are some who are thrown in the water. But people don't know whether the soul which was in the body is liberated or not. They just believe in doing rites and rituals. When Guru Nanak went to Mecca, the pilgrims there asked him a question. Tell us if in the court of the Lord, Hindus are better than Muslims, or Muslims are better than Hindus, or who is closer to God Almighty? He answered, because of their deeds, both Hindus and Muslims weep. After doing the devotion of the Lord, both Hindus and Muslims fight with each other. Then both of them say that they are superior. Kabir Sahib was also asked the same question. He was born in a Muslim family, but he lived most of his life in the town of Kashi, which was dominated by Hindus. Actually, Kashi, also known as Banaras, is one of the most holy places of the Hindus. So both the Hindus and the Muslims were against him. Once Muslims asked him, "At least tell us this, are you a Hindu or a Muslim?" Kabir Sahib replied, "I am neither Muslim nor Hindu. My body and my soul belong to God Almighty." Kabir Sahib even says, "They may bury you or burn you, but neither will liberate you. In the laws of the Muslim religion, it is said that only he who offers the namaz or prayers regularly, who fasts for 30 days a year, and who obeys the other Islamic laws is a real Muslim. It is also written in those laws that if the imam, the head of the mosque, who makes other people perform prayers, lets his knee get uncovered while praying, that his prayers are not accepted. Also, according to Muslim law, women are not allowed to go to the mosque to pray. Hindus believe, on the other hand, that only he can be called a Hindu who puts the tilak on his forehead, goes to the places of pilgrimage, wears the sacred thread, bows down in front of the idol and performs the worship, and recites the Gayatri mantra and the other mantras. Only someone who does all this has the right to be called a Hindu. In the same way, in the time of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, there were many yogis in India, and they used to believe that only those who carried a wooden stick, wore earrings, believed in Goraknath, the founder of their sect, and repeated the word Allah, could be called yogis. Their goal was to reach Daswandwar, and they contemplated on Trikuti, and they used to say that their path was the only correct one. So Guru Nanak Dev Ji explains all these things in detail in the following hymn. You should pay attention to it. The Muslims praise their religion. Reading again and again, they ponder over it. But the one who sees him in all is the real human being. Muslims read the books which contain the laws of their religion, and they say that only he who has been circumcised and does everything according to those laws can realize God. In this world, the rites and rituals and practices of one religion are not like the rites and rituals and practices of other religions. That is why there are all the disputes. We say that only the religion which we practice and the rites and rituals which we perform are correct, and that only we are entitled to go to heaven. And we condemn the other religions and the other rites and rituals. But masters tell us to catch hold of the truth and not to go after the outer rites and rituals, because as Master Kripal Singh used to say, when the child is born, it does not have any label or sign on it that it belongs to any particular religion. And he never allowed anyone to put any label on it. He always said, stick to the truth. And the truth is that you should do the meditation of Shabad Nam. People forgot about doing the meditation of Shabad Nam. They left that path of Shabad Nam and got involved in rites and rituals, and that is why there are all these disputes. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say, there is one holy book, Quran, and there was one Prophet Muhammad. But there are so many different sects of people who believe in the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad. There are at least 70 different divisions of the Muslim religion, and no one section has the same rites and rituals as any other. You already know how the Shiites and Sunnites, the two main branches of the Muslim religion, are fighting each other. In the same way, there is one Christ, and the teachings of the Bible are the same for everyone. But still, there are many different branches of the Christian religion. During the Second World War, I had the opportunity to go outside, and there I saw that Christians were killing Christians. during one of my tours when I went to California, some dear ones came to me and told me that they were Catholics. I told them that they should talk to Russell Perkins because he has studied the Bible and has much knowledge of it. So I mean to say that if a certain religion is practiced by a number of people, and if that number increases, they are not ready to recognize other parts or branches of that religion, even though it is the same religion. They say that only their part of the religion is good. In the same way, there is only one Guru Granth Sahib, and the teachings of Guru Granth Sahib are the same for all Sikhs. And all the masters from Guru Nanak through Guru Gobind Singh gave the same kind of nam-initiation to all the dear ones who came in their contact. But still, there are now more than 50 branches of people who believe in Guru Granth Sahib and the Sikh Gurus, and we don't know how many more are going to be found. In the same way, there is no count of the Hindu religion's branches. There is only one Gita, and there was only one Lord Krishna, but the believers in Lord Krishna and the Gita are divided into so many different branches that no one has any idea how many there are. Master used to say, in the olden days, the Mahatmas who preached and practiced Surat Shabda had to face the opposition of only two main religions, Hindus and Muslims. But nowadays there are so many different branches of all these religions that they have to face the opposition of all those 700 sects. So just imagine how much more difficult it has become for the master to preach and practice Sant Mat in this modern world. The Hindus praise the darshan of the praiseworthy, whose beauty is limitless. They bathe in the holy waters, and by burning the scented incense, worship and perform the prayers. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says, the Hindus praise God Almighty. They sing His praises, they burn incense, they offer fragrances, they offer flowers to the idol and worship it. And they believe that by doing all these deeds, they will be able to have the darshan of God Almighty from the idols. But that is not possible. Guru Nanak says, just by doing this, you cannot have the darshan of God Almighty. These deeds are useless. In the olden days, people used to burn incense in order to keep the atmosphere pure and clear. When the Mahatmas did meditation, people from far and near would come to see them, and a huge crowd would gather. So in order to keep the atmosphere free from diseases or pollution, they used to burn incense and other things. But nowadays there are so many ways to keep the atmosphere free from pollution. There is no practical use of burning incense or burning anything as part of worship. Because the idol is without life, it cannot attract or pull up one who has life. The yogis meditate upon the void and admit that limitless are the names of the Creator. They give bodily form to the astral image of the Nam Naranjan. Guru Nanak says that the yogis say that they are the limitless Shabad and that they do the repetition of the word Allah. By contemplating at Trikuti, they are able to reach Daswandwar. This was the condition of the yogis in the time of Guru Nanak Dev, when they really used to meditate and go within. But nowadays, what is their condition? All they have left are that piece of wood they carry, their earrings, and their cap, the kind that Goraknath used to wear. No yogi does any kind of yoga or practice. They are called yogis just for the name's sake, but in fact they do not perform any kind of sadhanas. The donor gets contentment with the thought of donating. After giving, he begs 100 times more and expects that the world will praise him. When do donors get contentment? When they are able to donate. But on the other hand, after donating, they ask more as their reward so that they may be glorified and given name and fame in this world. After giving the donation, they say to God Almighty, O Lord, give us more so that we can donate more and get more name and fame. Thieves, adulterers, liars, useless are their doings. They leave here after eating away what they had earned in the past. Is there any value in their works? Now Guru Nanak Sahib says, thieves, adulterers, liars, these people believe that liberation lies in what they are doing. They are not concerned for anyone else, and that is why they do not care for anything. Thieves, adulterers, and liars do whatever they want. The thief can steal anything he wants. The adulterer may take any woman, and the liar may speak any lie, and each one will feel content that he is doing the right thing. But Guru Nanak feels very sorry for them, and he says, whatever they had done in their past life, they have been given the reward in the form of the human birth. But what will they take from this lifetime? All sorts of shapes, forms, and creations of the world, in water, on earth, you know what they are saying. They have only your support. Nanak says, to praise the Lord is the hunger of the devotees, and the true Naam of the Lord is their only support. Now Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj sings the praise of God Almighty. He says, O Lord, it doesn't matter if a soul is born in the water or in the form of birds or animals who live on the earth or fly in the sky. Wherever the souls are born, they ask from you, and you give them whatever they need. Guru Nanak Sahib also said, all creatures have knowledge according to the body they are living in, and God Almighty listens to all of them, and he is giving them whatever they need. Whatever they ask for, they are given. He says, O Lord, if your beloved children, your devotees, are hungry, it is for your glory, and they are living in this world only because of the support of the Shabad Naam. Day and night they remain happy and wish to become the dust of his feet. The devotees of God, within whom God Almighty has put the Shabad Naam, remain happy day and night, understanding themselves as the dust of the feet of the Lord. The clay of a Muslim grave becomes material for the potter. He makes pots and bricks, and the clay cries after being put in the fire. The clay weeps bitterly while it is burning and emitting sparks of fire. Nanak says, only he who created the creation knows the cause of it. When Sheikh Baram asked Guru Nanak whether those who are buried go to heaven and those who are burned go to the fire of hell, Guru Nanak Sahib replied, only God Almighty knows who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. Those who have eyes can see what happens to the souls, who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. All the disputes and fights of this world remain here, and only those who have eyes know the reality. Often the mud of the graveyard is very soft, and as time goes by, because the world is changing, the graveyard also gets changed, and the time comes when nobody knows that this place was once a graveyard. So here Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says, the mud of the Muslim is brought by the potter, and he makes the bricks and vessels and other things out of it because it is very soft and it is easy to make things from that clay. Then when the things are baked, that clay or that mud cries. Guru Nanak says, I don't mean to criticize anyone, but at that time only God Almighty knows who has gone to heaven and who has gone to hell. Why should we get involved in all these disputes? Come, Sheikh Baram, let us do the meditation of Shabad Naam so that we may also know the reality. Guru Nanak Dev Ji has lovingly answered, all the questions of Sheikh Baram without criticizing anyone. Now in the next section, Guru Nanak Dev Ji will explain from his own experience who gets liberation. Except for the Satguru, no one has realized God. And without the Satguru, no one else can realize him. He has manifested himself within the Satguru and has made it known after manifesting. By meeting the Satguru who has erased attachment from within, one gets the everlasting liberation. This is the best thought. He who has attached himself to the True One has realized the life-giving benefactor. Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj says, I will tell you the truth. Up until now, except for the Satguru, no one has realized God Almighty. And God Almighty has himself put the Satguru in between human beings and himself. He himself has installed the Satguru as the mediator, and with his permission, Satguru is the one who helps others to meet the Almighty Lord. The one who meets the Master and gets Nam from him, who meditates on the Nam and becomes the form of the Nam, does not keep anything hidden from the world. He comes out in the world and tells everyone openly, I have found the Satguru and I have got the liberation. How does one get the liberation? Only from doing the meditation of Nam. Those who have withdrawn their attachment from the things of the world, they get the liberation. Which thought of our life was good? Only that thought, that moment was good in our life when we connected ourselves with that Nam of the Lord. If after receiving the Nam of initiation, we obey the commandments of the Masters and do the meditation, we meet the Lord who has given life to all creation, who is sitting within all, and with whose support all the Khans and Brahmans and other divisions of the creation are sustained. So very lovingly, Guru Nanak answered all Sheikh Baram's questions, and then he told him his experience also, that liberation is in the Nam, and the treasure of Nam lies with the Sant Satgurus. Mahatmas have sung the praises of Satsang. They have said that the most important factor which makes one successful in meditation is Satsang. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say, Satsang is the fence to protect the meditation. Supreme Father Kripal used to say, leaving hundreds of urgent works, you should go to Satsang. And leaving thousands of urgent works, you should sit for meditation. He even used to say, unless you have given food to your soul, don't give food to your body. He used to say, as the food we eat is the diet of our body, in the same way, meditation is the food of our soul. And I want to read Master Kripal's circular, By Love Serve One Another, which was issued on June 6, 1967, that is 50 years ago, this coming Wednesday. And is the first of the powerful circulars sent out by Master during that year. Although it could be said, and in fact, if I were writing this note, which I'm reading from The Way of the Saints, now I would definitely say it, that the New Year's message, birthday message, and message of April 2nd, 1967, all of which are included in Spiritual Elixir, a part of the same series. The previous year had seen a serious rift develop among the Master's disciples. While the disagreement involved only secondary matters, primarily organizational, had interfered seriously with the spiritual growth of the disciples and this series of circulars was issued in response. This one was first published under the present title in Sat Sandesh in June 1971. That rift, as if anyone lived through it, and which I did, was extremely difficult to live through, and it was extremely hard on the master, I believe. It involved not only organizational matters, though that was what it was ostensibly about. It also involved personalities of various disciples who were functioning as representatives, etc., pitted one against another. The master addressed these issues head-on in all these circulars. The first few are found in Spiritual Elixir, and then starting with this one, they're in the Way of the Saints. To me, they're absolutely essential, and I try to read them every year on the anniversary of them when they are given, starting with New Year's and ending with Christmas. Judith and I, we hung on these circulars as they come out. Every word was absolutely, it was like injection into our bloodstream. It was so major, the way the effect that they had on us. By love, serve one another. How fortunate you are that you have been initiated into the secret inner path leading to the kingdom of God, the kingdom that comes not by observation without, but that which lies within you. Know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Verily you are so, and you have witnessed within yourselves the primal manifestations of the Godhead. No matter at what level, according to your mental makeup and the receptivity developed by you, you have seen what many prophets and righteous men desired to see but did not see, and you have heard what they desired to hear but did not hear. God is spirit and can only be worshipped in spirit. You must therefore try to rise over and above the body consciousness and strive to arise into the consciousness of the higher order, I mean spiritual consciousness, rather than remain tied to your own persons or, in fact, to any other person, howsoever great he may appear to be in his own eyes or in the eyes of others. Principles are higher, much higher, I would say, than personalities. Persons may come and go. Personal cults may linger for a while. Yet principles, the spiritual values, last and last beyond time. Your main concern should now be to develop the inner experience granted to you. Love the God in action power with all your mind, with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your soul. This will enable you to expand beyond all measure, so as to embrace the totality of His being, far above party affiliations, party politics, and all politickings. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. Do glory unto the God power, and you shall be glorified in return without any effort on your part. That is the law. And again, a fruit-laden tree bends with the weight of the fruit it bears. Try to cultivate and attain the divine virtues of love, humility, and understanding for all. Who is there under the sun who has no failings and shortcomings? With all our righteousnesses, we are but filthy rags. Be polite and courteous with all. And of course, that statement is a quote from the Bible, actually from the prophet Isaiah. And this particular writing, as many of Kripal's writings, is saturated with quotes from the Bible, many more than attention can be drawn to. Practically every other sentence is at least a paraphrase, if not a direct quote. Courtesy costs you nothing, but it pays rich dividends. Human heart is verily the seat of God. and must be kept sanctified at all times and at all costs, no matter what the sacrifice. Learn to live peacefully and amicably with each other, giving due regard to the feelings and sentiments of others. By love, serve one another should be your rule in life. A loving service adorns both the server and the served alike. And of course, that phrase, by love, serve one another, which I used as the title of this when I published it in Sat Sandesh, is also a quote from the Bible, actually, from the Epistle to the Galatians in the New Testament. The above injunctions apply equally, nay, with greater force, to the group leaders and representatives of the Master, for they have to set a better example to all those who are within the sphere of their influence. They must know that they are just instruments in the divine plan and not the flywheel running the plan itself. And unless they work smoothly in loving harmony and cooperation, they are bound to generate heat by constant friction, damaging not only the quality of the work, but even themselves. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. And that's, of course, also from the Bible, from the Sermon on the Mount. Should the protecting hedge itself start nibbling the farm enclosed in its fold, you can well imagine what would remain of the farm, a pestilence-stricken, arid ground of no consequence. It hardly serves any useful purpose to cast aspersions upon anybody or assign motives to whatever one says or does, for it is not given to us to read anybody's mind when we cannot read even our own. Judge not, lest ye be judged and found wanting in the divine scales. Therefore, arraign not anybody, much less your colleagues and brothers in faith. In the case of honest differences of opinion, sometimes may arise, try to iron them out lovingly and in private, rather than wash the dirty linen in public meetings and public places, spreading a nauseating foul smell around you. If you cannot do so between yourselves, for one reason or another, you will do well to refer the problem to the Master for solution and reconciliation of the apparently divergent views. I therefore enjoin on all of you to keep loving and friendly relations among yourselves as children of the same Father, and do not do anything that may make anybody raise a pointing finger at you and bring disrepute to the highest knowledge, the science of the beyond, which you have come by after an evolution through ages past. Ye are the light of the world, and hence should keep this light aloft on the hilltop, so that those who see it, even from a distance, are encouraged to seek you for advice and bless you for your sage counsel and the master power that helped you to it. As such, you are to help your brothers in faith, keeping them firm in their loving devotion to the Master, instead of coming in between them and the Master, for all belong to him. All of us are, in fact, fruit gatherers in the vineyard of the Master. We have nothing in us to recommend us to his grace. The puppets in a pantomime show dance not by themselves, but by the wire puller behind the screen. To assume any importance in doing the Master's work is not worthy of noble souls as you are. We are all of the Master and for the Master, but not the Master. Guru buys and not the Guru, for Guru power is only in one commissioned from above. The Master knows best how to carry on the divine plan. Let us therefore submit our individual wills to his will and not appropriate to ourselves any credit for the gifts freely and lovingly bestowed upon us by him. After all, what is there in the conduits that simply pass on the refreshing and life-giving water that comes from the overhead reservoir, the Master Power? The greatness of the Master is not to be judged by the strength of his following or by the outer glamour of his court. He is not after wealth, nor after name and fame, nor after the numbers that follow him. He, standing on the hilltop, knows in what hearts the fire of anguish is smoldering, and like oxygen, comes in so many diverse ways to fan the flames of loving devotion in them. So nobody should feel that he or she is indispensable, and therefore put on airs which others may resent or cavil at. Remember that we cannot add to or detract from the glory that is his. If we can be of any service in his cause, that may, on the contrary, be taken as a privilege coming from him in his grace. In the end, I hope that every one of you, whatever your position in life, whatever your place in the administrative setup for furthering the holy cause, will contribute his mite, M-I-T-E, by the way, his little bit, which is all that we have to contribute, truthfully speaking, as best as possible, in a spirit of loving and selfless service, and try to enrich himself inwardly by living in peace and amity in his respective circle, radiating nothing but fragrance to all around him, as so many children in the one grand family of man. One thing more, which I cannot help but emphasize for the benefit of all the dear ones on the path. If at all, any of you at any time feel that you are the most favored in divine manifestations, you should try to exercise restraint and observe decorum in society, rather than be carried away by the emotional tide that may take you off your feet. Humility is the first and last adornment that embellishes the noble soul. My best wishes are ever with you, and nothing will give me greater pleasure than to see you all well set on the spiritual path, with appreciation of each other, moving shoulder to shoulder, forming one spiritual phalanx, so that those who see you will admire you and get inspiration from you. Wishing you one and all Godspeed on the God way. Yours affectionately, Kripal Singh. And in conclusion, I just want to read a brief section from the Bible, which relates back both to the circular we just read and to many things that were in the chapter from Sanchi's book also, and which surface over and over again in the writings of the masters, of all the masters. Then came Peter to Jesus and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. It's about $2 million in today's reckoning. Enormous sum. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, which is to say about $12 in today's reckoning. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me that thou owest." And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, "O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredst me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?" And his lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. And it has always seemed to me that that particular story is the epitome of the way the law of karma works and why it is so important to not judge and to forgive, and why it is that the judgment we judge will be meted out to us. Because we have no idea, when we demand that someone else pay what they owe us, we have no idea what we owe the universe. And that's what Jesus is pointing out in that story. And that is why the masters lay that on us. So it's of super importance.
ਜਦ ਵੀ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਣ, ਕਰਾਮਾਤ ਨਾ ਦਿਖਾਉਣ। ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਉਹ ਕਰਾਮਾਤ ਦਿਖਾਉਂਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਆਇਆ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਾਫੀ ਸੀਗਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਅੰਨੇ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਖ ਦੇ ਦੇਣੀ ਇੱਕ ਮਾਮੂਲੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ, ਲੂਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਲੱਤ ਦੇ ਦੇਣੀ ਮਾਮੂਲੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਐਸਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇਗੇ। ਇੱਕ ਇਹ ਵਰ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਜਨਮ ਦੇਵਾਂ ਉਹ ਉੱਥੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਰਹੇ। ਸੂਰ ਦੀ ਜੂਨ ਸਭ ਨਾਲ ਔਖੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ। ਇੱਕ ਇਹ ਵਰ ਲਿਆ ਕਿ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਜਨਮ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਗਿਆਨ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸੁੱਖ ਪਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਅਤੇ ਕਿਸ ਕਰਮ ਦਾ ਫਲ ਪਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਦੁੱਖ ਭੋਗ ਰਿਹਾ ਤਾਂ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਮੈਂ ਪਾਪ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ। ਸੋ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਕੋਈ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਬਦਦੁਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੇਗੇ, ਕੋਈ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਵਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੇਗੇ। ਹਾਂ, ਐਸਾ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਤਰਵਾਲੇ ਦੀ ਕਿਤੇ ਸੀਸੀ ਖੁੱਲ੍ਹੀ ਵੀ ਰਹਿ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਹਿਕ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਤਸੰਗੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਤੇ ਨਾ ਕਿਤੇ ਫੈਜ ਪਹੁੰਚਦਾ ਵੀ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਗ੍ਰਹਿਣ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਵੀ ਉਠਾ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜ਼ਾਹਰਾ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕੋਈ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਕਰਾਮਾਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿਖਾਉਂਦੇਗੇ।
ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਮੈਨੀ ਬੂਨਸ ਵੈਨ ਦਿਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਵਾਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਐਂਡ ਵਨ ਆਫ ਦੋਸ ਬੂਨਸ ਵਾਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨਐਵਰ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਅਲਾਊਡ ਟੂ ਪਰਫੋਰਮ ਐਨੀ ਮਿਰੈਕਲਸ ਟੂ ਅਟਰੈਕਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੈਨਐਵਰ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਕਮ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਪਰਫੋਰਮ ਐਨੀ ਮਿਰੈਕਲਸ ਬਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਅ ਡਿਫੀਕਲਟ ਥਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਦੈਮ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਐਨ ਆਈ ਟੂ ਅ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਮੈਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ not a difficult thing for them to give a leg to a crippled man. They can do it very easily. It is just like a play for them. But because they are not allowed to do that, that is why they never perform a miracle. If they were allowed to do that, just one master, perfect master, was enough to liberate the whole creation. But because they are not allowed, it is a boon which is granted to negative power. That is why they do not perform any miracle. The other boon which negative power has, in that he asked the Satpurush, he got this boon from Satpurush that in whatever place the souls get birth, they should be contented living there and they should not complain. They may try for better, but they should not complain and they should be pleased with whatever they have been given. So that is why, you know, the body of pig is very difficult to live in. He has to eat dirt and he is always dirty and he is not comfortable at all. But still, he is very contented. He is very happy in the body he has been given. And he never complains. He is very happy there. And not even the pigs want to die. If you try to kill them, they will scream and they will resist. The third boon was that wherever the souls are born, they should not have any knowledge of their past. They should not know that because of what bad karma they are suffering this, and because of what good karma they are enjoying this. So these are the things, these are the three boons which negative power has. And that is why masters never perform any miracles and they never attract the disciples in this way. But you know that even if the perfume seller doesn't want to sell his perfume, but sometimes it happens that his bottle is left open. And in that way people know about the person who is selling the perfume and they come to him by themselves. In the same way, even though masters do not perform any miracles, but somehow those who are receptive to the grace of the master and those who have an open heart for the masters, they know about the perfection of the master somehow. And that is why they come to the path of the masters. But masters never perform any miracles. They never curse anybody and they never give blessings to anybody. They do give blessings, but they never make a prophecy that you will have this and you will not have this, because they are not allowed to do that. Even though they are able to do this without any problem, it is a very easy thing for them to do all these things. But still, because they are not allowed, that is why they don't do that.
Om Sadgur Prasad, Gauri Ki Vaar, Mahalla Chautha, Slok Mahalla Chautha. Satgur Purkh Dayal Hai, Jisno Samat Savai Ko. ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਜਦ ਵੀ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਤਾਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਆਪਣੀ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਕਲਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਗਾਂਯਾਂ ਮੱਝਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਗਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇ ਸਕਦੀਆਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਤਨੀ ਅਕਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਗੀ
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨੇਵਰ ਗੋਡ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਟੂ ਲਿਬਰੇਟ ਅਸ ਔਰ ਵੈਨੇਵਰ ਗੋਡ ਲਿਬਰੇਟਸ ਅਸ ਹੀ ਪੁੱਟਸ ਹਿਸ ਪਾਵਰ ਹੀ ਪੁੱਟਸ ਹਿਸ ਸਕਿੱਲ ਐਂਡ ਕੰਪੀਟੈਂਸ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਸਮ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਪੋਲ ਐਂਡ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਪੋਲ ਹੀ ਲਿਬਰੇਟਸ ਅਸ ਹੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਅਸ ਗੁੱਡ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦੈਟ through the animals and the other lower creatures, we would have never been able to take advantage of that. Because we are man, he keeps his power or he keeps his skill within some human form.
ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਸਾਡੇ ਤੱਕ ਪਹੁੰਚਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
On one side, master is connected with God, and on the other side, he is connected with the world. He is the only person who brings the message of God and gives to us.
ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਸ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਔਲਾਦ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਸੰਗਤ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਦ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ. ਉਸ ਦੀ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦੋਸਤ ਔਰ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਣ ਇੱਕੋ ਜਿਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਬਟ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਇਕੁਅਲ. ਹੀ ਲੁਕਸ ਐਟ ਹਿਸ ਸੰਗਤ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਆਈਜ਼ ਔਰ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਸਾਈਟ ਐਜ਼ ਹੀ ਡਸ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਸ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ. ਐਂਡ ਫਾਰ ਹਿਮ ਦ ਫੋ ਐਂਡ ਫਰੈਂਡ ਆਰ ਇਕੁਅਲ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਇਕੁਅਲ ਐਂਗਲ ਆਫ ਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਫਾਰ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ.
ਉਹ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਕੇ ਇਸ ਨਤੀਜੇ ਤੇ ਪੁੱਜਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪੱਤੇ ਪੱਤੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਭ ਜੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੀ ਦਿਸਦਾ ਹੈ. ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਬਾਈ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟਿੰਗ ਹੀ ਹੈਸ ਰੀਚਡ ਅਪ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਪੁਆਇੰਟ ਵੇਅਰ ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਸੀ ਗੋਡ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਲੀਫ ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਐਵਰੀ ਕ੍ਰੀਚਰ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਹੀ ਸੀ ਗੋਡ ਫੰਕਸ਼ਨਿੰਗ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ.
ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪੂਰਾ ਗਿਆਨ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਮਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਲੈਵਲ ਤੋਂ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਹੈ.
He has complete knowledge that how God is absorbed and is present at every place and how he has to see God working within everyone.
Jad saadi aatma man indriyan de ghaat to upar chali jandi hai, parmatma de naal mil jandi hai, jad upron ja ke assi thalle nu duniya nu dekhiye to pata lagda hai ki sab jagah oh parmatma di taakat kam kar rahi hai. Pashu andar vi oh parmatma, panchi andar vi parmatma hai, kya har jagah hi oh parmatma hai.
When our soul rises above the level of mind and the organs of senses, and when we look from the above to the world below, then we can easily see that God is working everywhere. When we rise high enough to see the world below working, then we can easily see God functioning everywhere, and then we can say that God is living or God is present in every leaf, in every creature, even in the friend and in the enemies, the God lives.
ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਨ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਘਾਟ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਫੇਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਅਲੱਗ ਅਲੱਗ ਮਜ਼ਹਬ ਹੈ. ਫੇਰ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਘਿਰਨਾ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦੋਸ਼ ਆਰੋਪਣ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਦ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਬਿਲੋ ਦ ਲੈਵਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਆਰਗਨਸ ਆਫ ਸੈਂਸਸ, ਦੈਨ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਫੇਸਿਸ, ਵੀ ਸੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਪੀਪਲ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਬੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਗੁੱਡ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਿਮੀਨੇਟ ਪੀਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸਿਸ ਇਨ ਦੈਮ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਬੁਰਾ ਭਲਾ ਤਿਚਿਰ ਆਖਦਾ ਜਿਚਿਰ ਹੈ ਦੋ ਮਾਹੇ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਇੱਕ ਪਛਾਣਿਆ ਇੱਕੋ ਮਾਹੇ ਸਮਾਹੇ
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਐਸ ਲੌਂਗ ਐਸ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨਵੋਲਵਡ ਇਨ ਡੁਅਲਿਟੀ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਗੁੱਡ ਐਂਡ ਬੈਡ ਬਟ ਗੁਰਮੁਖਸ ਹੈਵ ਬਿਕਮ ਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਐਬਜ਼ਰਵਡ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਅਲਟੀਮੇਟ ਵਨ ਇਨ ਗੋਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਦੇ ਸੀ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ ਹਿਮ ਵਰਕਿੰਗ
ਏਕ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ
Our closing bhajan is on page 203, Kapal Yahi Sandesha Deta. Kapal gave only this message, and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself. The fort of deceit will be destroyed in this world. Because walls of sand do not last. There are so many sins with you, you are a great sinner. Hail the power of Almighty Kripal, who carries all the burden. No one is an enemy. No one belongs to anyone else. Everyone is your very own. For as the Gurbani teaches, all this world was created from one light. O Guru Kripal, the negative power trembles, and death also is nervous in front of whoever has caught hold of your finger. Ajayb says, apologize to Kripal if your soul wants happiness. Kripal gave only this message, and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself. Bhajan of Sanchi on page
203. Simran karte chale chalo ho to manjil kuda mil jati hai kripaya hi sandesh deta havaya hi sikalati hai Simran karte chale chalo to manjil kuda mil jati hai chala pareb ke kile ek dina duniya mein de jaate hai Chala pareb ke kile ek dina duniya mein de jaate hai reto ki deewar der tak kabhi nahi tik paati hai Reto ki divar der tak kabhi nahi tik paati hai Simran karte chale chalo to manjil kuda mil jati hai Kripaya hi sandesh deta havaya hi sikalati hai simran karte chale chalo to manjil kuda mil jati hai itne sare paap sat mein Itne sare paapi hai Itne sare paap saath mein Itne sare paapi hai Kipalatakata teri jeho Zabakabana utati he Kipalatakata teri jeho Sabakabara utahati he Simaranya karate chale chaloto Manjira kudamila jati he Kipala yahi sandesha deta Avayahi sikalahati he Simarana karate chale chaloto Manjira kudamila jati he Nako iveri nahi begana Jo bihe saba apana he Nako iveri nahi begana Jo bihe saba apana he Ekanura se saba jaga upajo Guru bani batalati he Ekanura se saba jaga upajo Guru bani batalati he Simarana karate chale chaloto Manjira kudamila jati he Kipala yahi sandesha deta Hava yahi sikalahati he Simarana karate chale chaloto Manjila kudamila jati he Guru kipala tu mari ungali Tam raki he jisne bhi Guru kipala tu mari ungali Tam raki he jisne bhi Usake aga kala kapata Ora mocha gabarati he Ajaib kipala to mangala mahapi Ajaib kipala to mangala mahapi Jejindari sukachati he Simarana karate chale chaloto Manjila kudamila jati he Kipala yahi sandesha deta Hava yahi sikalahati he Simarana karate chale chaloto Manjira kudamila jati he
No one is an enemy. No one belongs to anyone else. Everyone is your very own. For as the Gurbani teaches, all this world was created from one light. Kripal gave only this message, and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself. May God bless us all.